Hey, amazing people. How's it going today? I hope you're having an awesome day. So today I want to talk about learning from your failures. We were in a meeting a couple weeks back and, you know, we're getting into the land acquisition business, and we were talking to a lot of our partners, and we were at a breakfast meeting, and I was listening to the banter on the table back and forth. It was interesting because it was all about how partnerships have failed in the past and how we're going to change this one to avoid some of the common pitfalls. Basically, I realized everybody at the table was talking about all the failures that they've had in businesses and other partnerships. And it made me realize something. You know, when you fail in life, or you fail at work, or you fail in business, those are the learning moments in your life. Yes, you can learn from your successes, but you learn way more from failure than you ever do your successes. And while you shouldn't try to fail a lot, if you've suffered a lot in your life, you failed a lot in your life, let me tell you, I think you're better off than most people out there because you've learned lessons that most people don't ever learn because they're never in that situation. So I think it's important to remember that, you know, yes, sometimes we fail, but what can we learn from these failures, and how can we apply what we've learned so we're not in the same situation again? And where I saw this really happen in these last 18 months was COVID. When we first bought our hotel, we lost $3 million in the first year. We spent all of the next 15 years trying to get back on our feet, trying to get back out of this hole we had dug ourselves. And let me tell you, it was a grueling 15 years. We worked very hard. Both me and my dad, who worked in the business, we were spending upwards of 80 hours a week at work trying to make this thing succeed because it was make it or break it for our family. All our eggs were in this one basket, this big hotel, and we had to survive. We didn't have a choice. But that taught us a lot of lessons. And when COVID hit, we went right into panic mode. We went right into cutting costs because the dynamic changed. And we had seen what it was like to have one car in the parking lot on a Sunday where you took in less revenue than the amount of payroll you paid out that day. So for us, it was a natural progression. You know, it's things we take for granted that we started to implement at the hotel. I'm looking at this now, realizing that, yeah, we just automatically went into money saving mode and we didn't even realize it. It's something that's in our DNA now, and we just jumped to it. We were able to mitigate some of the losses for COVID because of how quickly we acted to button down the hatches. And I have friends in the hotel industry that were a little slower, that lost a little more money. So again, it's from this failure at this hotel that we learned to operate the way that we did. And it's the same thing in life. You know, there are going to be things in life that you do that you may fail at. But why did you fail? And how can you change what you do tomorrow so you don't run into the same failure? And that doesn't mean you won't fail, because, you know, I've learned to creatively fail multiple ways in one item. All I can say is each one of those failures was a learning opportunity. And I'm a better person today because of some of the hardships I've gone through. You know, I've been in a business where we bought a business and I was solely responsible for the success of that business. And, you know, poof, it's gone. I failed. I learned a lot of things about myself, and I learned a lot of things that, one, I'm not capable of, and two, that I can't do on my own. I need help. I need support. I know all these things because I've been in that situation. And up until then, I hadn't. So I was one of those young individuals that always said, yeah, you know what? I can, and I will. I got it. And now I've realized that, no, it's not a one-man show. I need support. I need help. these are my weaknesses, these are my strengths, I'll play to my strengths, and then I'll go hire for my weaknesses. And that doesn't happen if you succeeded all your life. And I'm not saying you're any less if you've seen a lot of success. It's just, if you've seen a lot of failure, you're a better person today than you were yesterday because of your failures and because of what you've learned from your failures. So always, always keep in mind the challenges you've had in life. And when you're going into a new business opportunity or you're going to do something in your personal life, think about all the times it's gone wrong and use that to create the new template for success. And eventually you'll hit on something that's successful and you will be successful. So again, just wanted to talk about this topic because in sitting in that breakfast, I just realized that this new business that we've set up, so much of the template of setting up this business has come from every single individual's failures, all the learnings. We've applied every single one of those learnings in the formation of this business. And you know what? We'll learn more from this one. There'll be things we missed. There'll be challenges that come up, and we'll take those and we'll apply them to the next round of businesses that we get into. So again, failures suck, but remember, that's where you're going to learn your biggest lessons. That's what's going to have the biggest impact in your life. So again, as I always say, have a positive impact on someone's life today. You know, message them, tell them they're amazing, tell them they're awesome, make them smile, make their day. And if nobody's told you you're amazing or awesome today, you are amazing. And I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.